That was Glenn Gould in Moscow, a pirated recording of his performances there. From what year, Brian?
That was May of 1957, and the technicians from Melodia, the Russian state record company, hid their microphones. Gould didn't know that his concert was being recorded, but it was released in Russia and was very, very successful and influential.
So how did he end up there? Because remind us of the circumstances at the time.
Well, it was really Walter Homburger, his manager. He had the idea that, you know, Gould was such a phenomenon that his music would bridge the international divide of global tensions, and it would be a kind of a channel for communication so that people, you know, on opposite sides of the Cold War could get to know each other. And they had to go through the Canadian Department of External Affairs, as they called it in those days, who approved. They said, well, can't we find someone more interesting than this Glenn Gould character? They didn't know who he was because they weren't very musical. But it was finally agreed. And again, it created this astonishing sensation.
Now, on a more superficial level, in terms of shaking up the classical music establishment, his attire choice, it was Glenn Gould, right, who threw out the tuxedo at last.
He couldn't stand that. I mean, he did for a while and occasionally on special occasions, but he really wanted to dress in street clothes. Of course, you know, he had his special piano chair. He sometimes drove them crazy at concerts by making them raise the piano up on blocks so that it was higher still, so that,
because he loved to be so low to the keyboard.
He loved to be at nose level, you know, to have the keys at nose level. And, you know, but all of those things, you know, some people have accused him of grandstanding and that it was a stunt and all that. I am convinced that it was 100% real. As he described his humming, it allows me to get something out of me that I couldn't otherwise, and I apologize for the distraction.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to hear a bit more of live Glenn Gould, Bach, the D minor concerto with the Concertgebouw Orchestra. Tell us a bit about this recording.
Well, this was, I think he performed in the Netherlands only once, and it became another hotbed of Gouldophiles and Gouldomania. But compared to his studio recordings later of the same work, it has an electricity, an energy, and a spark that is pretty incredible. So even despite the fact that the sound isn't modern, the playing is, I would say, of the future.